Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday morning. Listen, it is April 23rd, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya. Do have some members in East and West Germany. Do have some members on India. My honorary member, India, Karan Patodi. Yes, indeed. Listen. Let me tell y'all something. It's Saturday. It's really, really nice out around here in the Windy City. It is really nice. It's 77 degrees. I'm telling you, sun is shining. It's really nice. So my point is this. I know y'all ain't doing nothing. It's on a Saturday. You know, it's really nice. You can rest and relax. So why you ain't doing nothing? You on Facebooker. You on Facebook anyway. Now listen, while you on Facebook, use the keyword to be a Smith Network. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now listen, I want y'all to do this here. I want y'all to visit GumbaRum.com because this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. That's GUBBARUM.com. GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. It is the smoothest rum on the planet. It is wicked smooth, honey. Yes, indeed. Now, on today, I do have a really great music promotion and a music salute for Sanders and Kings, We 73 Band. Now, let me tell you, just in case if you don't know, if you've never experienced or heard about We King. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I want to tell you about this phenomenal group of individuals. This is Sanders and Kings, We 73 Band. And I also want to give you the website, We73band.com. So the band's website, We73band.com, that's where you can find all of their music. But then they also have, more importantly, they also have a project website. This is what you really do want to check out. Let me tell y'all, this is important stuff. So listen, wipe off your noodles, okay? Wipe off your noodles and your pasta. Now look, if you don't know what your noodles is or if you don't know what your pasta is, let me explain what the pasta and the noodles is. The noodles is your brain, honey, because I want you to pay attention. Okay? So listen, their project website is we73.org. We73.org. Y'all need to write that down. You don't never know. You don't never know when you're going to need something like this. Let me tell you, it's really important. They organize community conferences and concerts to address social needs in a measurable, peaceful way. Listen, we can't talk about this enough. This is so important. We need millions and millions of groups like this. We really do. I know I'm saying millions. That's just to stress to you the importance of what they are doing. So now it's We73, the American Unity Project, okay? Now they do have a lot that's going on. They have a lot. They have a band. And then they have their organization where they help the community. Let me tell you something. They believe in a united front, a united project. When I say united front, I'm talking about all people coming together for a common cause. We are placed on this earth. Listen. God didn't create us just to sit around and do nothing. I don't know what's the matter with people. Listen. God did not create us to sit around and do nothing. You know what I mean? He created us to do something. He created us to help one another, right? Now, listen, if you don't believe that, you know, I'm trying to help you to understand why it's so important. Now, listen, We 73, the American Project, what they do is they seek to heal the country through promoting peaceful, cooperative, activism. Honey, that, and that's just a blessing within itself. They look toward a hopeful future of America, united as one, all sides working together toward positive solutions. Oh, my Lord. Now, listen. See, now, you know what? That's the heartbeat of my daily life, looking for positive solutions. You know what? Let me tell you something. The best way to live life is to look for positive solutions and not look for the problem. You know, everybody, a lot of people walk around looking at the problem, and what we got to do is look for the solution. They look for positive solutions. Listen, there's a lot that's going wrong in every community everywhere. Listen, there ain't no perfect community. Listen, y'all, you getting a life lesson right now, okay? Now, I don't mean to come at you with both barrels loaded, but that's just how mama rolls. Sometimes I roll with both barrels loaded. So, look, there ain't no perfect community nowhere. And I'm still talking about We 73. There is no perfect community nowhere. Everybody needs some help. So, listen, if you think you live somewhere in a lily white community, and I ain't talking about no skin color, okay? I'm not talking about skin color. It is not about that. So, look, if you think you live in a lily white community, and when I say lily white, I'm talking about a community where ain't nothing wrong, ain't nothing going on. Look, we know the rich and famous got problems, too. So, look, nobody is exempt from a problem. Can you hear me? Can you hear me on today? I sound like I'm preaching, but I'm really trying to stress to you the importance of what they do, okay? And we need a lot of more groups like this. We really do. They work together for a common cause in diverse groups. Listen, I can't say that enough. I really can't say it enough. I don't know why people have all these different hate things that's going on. There's a lot there. It seems to be a rise. Well, not seems to be. There is a rise among different groups that's hating on other groups. What is all these hate crimes? Listen. I do have some music to play, Lord, today. I do have some music to play. But this is even so more important that you get the point of why this particular group exists. They exist because they believe in humanity. They believe in being kind to humankind. They're not sitting around talking about it. They're doing something about it. You hear what I'm saying? Now, listen. It is the American Unity Project. When I say unity, do y'all know what unity is? Unity is coming together for a common cause and a common solution. That's to help people. Now, listen, I'm going to play this music. Lord, I done got on fire here. I cannot help it when it comes to Sanders and Kane's We 73 Band. I just get all fired up. I get all fired up. You know why? Because they believe in what I believe in, and that's helping all people, right? Now, I'm going to play this song, Lord, today. I gave a whole sermon on a Saturday afternoon. Oh, my God. But that's okay. Somebody needs to hear that. Listen. This song is Angel's Wife, and it is a song that was written as a birthday present to his wife, to Will's wife. It focuses on how blessed he feels to have her. Woo, that's juicy right there. Wow. That's juicy. I'm going to play that song. This is Angel Wife. Y'all take a listen.
She's a light inside my soul. She's the half that makes me whole. She's an angel in my life. She's a girl I call my wife. Couldn't see a day go by without her standing by my side to touch her face and hold her hand. God knows I could have never planned, yet every day my heart's confessed. I know I must be truly blessed. She's gotta be an angel. Soul. She's a half that makes me whole. She's an angel in my life. She's a girl I call my wife. Wake to singing every day. It doesn't matter what she plays. Her voice is always full of love. I know she's sent from God above. This joy I have now in my life could only be an angel. To be an angel. No verse, no rhyme, no point in time, no words that I could ever. She has to be an angel. a light inside my soul. She's a half that makes me whole. She's an angel in my life. She's a girl I call my wife. First no rhyme, no point in time, no words that I could ever find. This joy I have now in my life could only be an angel.
Angel Wife, Angel Wife, Angel Wife. And that is by Will Sanders. He wrote this song as a birthday present to his wife. Did you all hear what he said? His angel, his wife is just like an angel. She's light inside his soul. Now look, y'all know something. Let me tell you something. I read a post this morning on Instagram. There was a post on Instagram. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because what Will Sanders is singing about really ties together what the post said on Instagram. It said, the young man said on his post, it is better to wait long than to marry wrong. Wow. You know, that's a real jawbreaker. That is a jawbreaker. A lot of people jump up and get married, and they don't know who they're getting married to. They really don't. You know, people is on fire. A lot of people get married because they pass on fire. A lot of folks get married because, and here come another life lesson. Here come another life lesson. I want y'all to understand. Let me slow down. I want y'all to understand what I'm saying. A lot of people get married because their pants is on fire and their pockets is on fire. Some people marry because they have empty pockets. Now, this goes both ways. In this day and time, it goes both ways. It goes for the man and the woman. Sometimes a man get married, honey, listen, we got all these women walking around here talking about they're a boss lady. So listen. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. So many women is walking around here talking about they're a boss lady. Now, the men is really trying to say, well, let me catch on to one of these boss ladies. You know what? Some of these boss ladies need to learn how to walk around in silence. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know who is trying to sniff up your corn pockets. You know what I'm saying? We got all kind of tigers and lions and bears out here. You don't know what they look like. You know what I mean? We got lions, tigers, and bears walking around in suits, three-piece suits. You know, carrying briefcases. I'm talking about men. I'm talking about men, folks. Carrying a briefcase. They ain't got nothing in it but their cell phone. You know what I'm saying? They got their cell phone in their briefcase, and ain't nothing in that cell phone but a whole bunch of contacts, phone numbers of ladies, because they collected boss lady phone numbers. Listen, boss ladies, I'm trying to hip you up to the game of what's going on. Now, listen, some of you need to stop shouting that you're a boss lady, and you need to be a boss lady, a quiet boss lady that's moving in silence and wisdom. You know what I mean? You ain't got to tell everybody to high heaven that you a boss lady. Because, see, the first thing a man think, of course, anybody think, when they hear the word boss lady, they think, well, this person walk around with coins, 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 coins. You got some men around here that's trying to collect the coins that you tried to collect, right? They counting and collecting everything that you counting and collecting. So, listen, get wise, people. Will Sanders is singing about a song. His wife is an angel. And like the post that was on Instagram, it says, it's best to wait long than to marry wrong. So, look, now I'm trying to help y'all understand. You know what I mean? So, look, stop shouting at you, boss lady and all like that, and be quiet. Be quiet. People can see your words. They already know what you're working with. You ain't got to shout to the high heavens. Men, same thing. You men, same thing. Listen, you need to turn down your microphone and be quiet and just keep doing what you're doing in quiet, in silence, and in wisdom. Now, this is why I enjoy Sanders and Kings, We 73 Band, because they move in wisdom. They moving with the wisdom of God. You know what I mean? They moving with the word of God in their heart. You can tell who walking with the word of God in their heart, and you can tell who ain't. You know what I mean? People need to get a sharp discernment these days, Lord, today. So listen, the song you just heard was Angel Wife, and Will Sanders wrote the song for his wife. Now, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. Do you hear me, Lord, I say? God gave him his wife. He waited on his wife. God gave him the right wife for him. You understand me? And God ain't going to give you somebody else's wife. He's going to give you the wife that was made exactly and perfectly for you. God can handpick what you need. You know what I'm saying? So listen, you need to wait on the good Lord. And this song, Angel Wife, is a blessing because he's singing about what God gave him. God gave him an angel. Do you hear me what I say? Now, look, y'all, I am pretty much out of time. I hope y'all enjoyed this sermon on today because it was a sermon. I'm here to tell you. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here because, listen, I got to go. I don't want Jeffro to cut the lights out on me. Y'all know the power goes off if I don't get up out of here on time. So, look, Sanders and Kings Week 73 is awesome, awesome, awesome. And once again, before I go, I want y'all to visit their website. They're doing a good work. They really is. They living in the way. You know, we say the way. They living in the way, and they living on the way to heaven, right? Woo, glory be to God. So listen, I got to get on up out of here, y'all. Y'all be good to one another. Don't throw no stones on nobody. Don't throw no rocks. Don't do none of that. Have a blessed day. Enjoy this peaceful day.
You motivated.